Hey, this is Chris. Hope you're doing well, and welcome to Popcorn Finance, the show where we discuss finance and about the time it takes to make a bag of popcorn. And I'm really excited today for two reasons. One, I'm getting to do a quick pop episode. And two, I'm joined by a real life listener, someone who actually listens to this show. I'm joined by Claudia. How's it going, Claudia?
Good. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing good. Doing good. It's been great to get to talk with you a little bit before we hopped on here and started recording. And one, I appreciate you listening. And two, appreciate you taking some time out of your Saturday to hop on here and record a quick episode.
No, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
And so for those of you listening who are not familiar with what a quick pop episode is, this is just a quick, fun, rapid fire question session where I just throw some questions out there. And today is going to be to Claudia. And that way we get to know her a little bit better and get to have some fun along the way. So, Claudia, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right. I'm going to start it up right now. When was the last time you had popcorn?
Oh, man. It's been a while. I think it's been maybe 9 months.
9 months? That's a long. That's too long.
I know. The only time I get popcorn is when I go to the movies.
Okay. Well, when you do get to have some popcorn, what's your favorite flavor?
The normal kind. Just actually, no. I got this. I got a gift. It's been since December. I got a gift of caramel popcorn. That was pretty good.
Okay, that's a pretty good flavor. All right, I'll give you that one. When was the last time that you just went and spent money on yourself?
Ooh, it was last month. I went to TJ Maxx just thinking I was going to buy 2 pairs of jeans, and I ended up buying a lot of other stuff that were not in my budget.
TJ Maxx is a dangerous store. I'm just going to say it. It's just TJ Maxx, Target, any store where they sell like everything, it's dangerous.
It was, yeah.
Well, just speaking about spending money, if you had to just spend $100 on yourself, someone just walked up to you and said, hey, here's $100, what would you buy? What would be that one thing you're like, I've been waiting to get this?
Easy. I love getting massages. So massage all the way.
You already knew the answer. Like, you were ready. That was like, I could tell that was like, easy, done.
Yep, massages. Mm-hmm.
If you see a penny on the ground, maybe not in this environment, but in another situation, if you saw a penny on the ground, would you pick it up?
I have, and I do. I'll do one of two things. If it's face down, so Lincoln's not facing up, I switch it around. It's a good lesson. And if it's face up, I take it and I have a jar where I put all my change in.
If it's not face up, you're not taking it?
It's bad luck.
Bad luck? Okay. All right, I got to think about that now. Mm-hmm. All right. If you got 2 airline tickets to go anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Oh, man. You know, this is my top bucket list destination, and it's New Zealand.
That's my top destination where I would go. If I had a chance to go anywhere in the world, it would be New Zealand. It looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I know. And that's my kind of environment. And yeah, New Zealand.
What is your financial guilty pleasure? Like something that you spend money on that you're like, I enjoy this. I don't care if this is a bad decision. I like this and I'm going to continue to get this.
It relates to the what would I do if I had more money? It's massages. Honestly, they're so enjoyable and so relaxing. And it all started because my boyfriend got me one for a birthday like several years ago and I haven't stopped.
Mm-hmm. I will throw no guilt your way for doing that. That's a great use of money. And I always like to ask this question. It's kind of like the final wrap-up question. If you could give your younger self like one piece of financial advice, like one thing you're like, you know what, this is what you need to know, what would it be?
Oh man, to not spend money eating out. That's my downfall.
That's, you know,
in college, I could have paid off my student loans really quickly, but I used that money that I got in refunds unwisely.
You don't even notice it. It happens so fast. It just adds up. You're like, oh, you know, this $10 here or there, it's not that bad. Next thing you know, it's like, well, what have I done?
I know. So it would just be that. Just learn how to cook and don't eat out.
No, I love that. That's a great one. And when you made it to the end, you survived all the quick pop questions.
That wasn't too bad.
You did.
I was nervous, but yeah, it was fun.
Oh yeah, no, don't be nervous at all. Oh, and before we go, I want to ask you, so how long have you been listening to Popcorn Finance?
I think I've been listening for like 18 months at least.
18 months. Okay, that's pretty good. And then who has been your favorite guest or what has been your favorite topic?
Well, two. I've enjoyed the episodes with Kate Flanders, and I've also enjoyed a latest one that you had about sharing your salary with your coworkers. That was really fascinating.
Those are two of my favorite episodes, actually. I really enjoy that. And especially Kate's, because we were talking about it. Like, I love her book, The Year of Less. And I don't know, that one, that's always something that's like motivates me every time I even hear that book reference. Like, oh yeah, I need to go get rid of some stuff. I've got too much junk now.
Yep. Same here.
Well, Claudia, thank you so much. I really appreciate you hopping on and joining me and being part of the show. I was very excited to get to talk to you and have you on. And yeah, no, I just appreciate you.
Thank you. No, I really appreciate it being part of a podcast that I listen to, and I want to continue supporting you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It was really great getting a chance to speak with Claudia here on the show, and I would love to do this more. So if you're listening to this and you're like, hey, I would love to be on a future episode of Popcorn Finance, here's all you need to do. You can reach out to me on social media at Popcorn Finance Podcast on Instagram, or just look for Popcorn Finance on Facebook, and then just send me a message saying why you'd want to join me here on a future episode. And then also let me know one of your favorite episodes from the past or one of your favorite guests that I've had on the show. And if you're like, hey, Chris, I don't like social media, I'm not on any of those platforms, just send me an email, questions@popcornfinancepodcast, and just answer those same questions. And also, I don't think I've mentioned it much here on the show, only a couple of times, but I've started a new podcast with one of my favorite guests, Allison Baggerly from Inspired Budget. It's a new podcast called This Is Awkward, and it's a show where listeners call in and tell us their awkward money situations, and we help them through it without losing their friends or family along the way. It's a lot of fun. I put a link to our new show in the show notes, so that way you can go check it out if you're interested. We would love to have you come listen and even share one of your awkward money stories with us. And if you have a story that you want to share with us that you got, you know, top of mind right now, you can call us at 707-200-8259. So thanks again for joining me here for another bag of popcorn. I hope you and your families are safe and healthy, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, boy, keep it popping like Mary Poppins.